This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bittar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
And he's on time, so we don't have to take a shot of silver. That's the thing. If he's late or on, or barely getting here, that's part of the new silver hydrosol drinking game, thanks to our friend Steve Feld. Dr. Rashid Bittar, man, I can't tell you how great it was to see you, hang out with you this weekend. You actually looked terrific considering all the things you were going through. In fact, you talked about in your lecture on the main stage.
Well, I'm not sure. Is that a compliment, the way I looked or the way I was going through? Or
well, way better than I remember you. Way better than I remember you.
Okay. We've known each other for a long time, Robert. What is that?
Dude, you know, you're a good-looking guy, I have to say. The only thing that we've got that's better looking here is way better looking than both of us combined is Liana Werner Gray from the Earth Diet.
Aw, thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
How are you, Liana?
Good. How are you? But your presentation was good. So I think Robert was like, why was it so good? How was it so good this time? You know, what did you do differently?
Well, I think that the topic itself lended to being, since it's a powerful topic anyway, and generally speaking, I think audiences resonate with talks regarding that particular topic, the topic of how the mind works, how to control and optimize your thought process, how to maximize the use of emotions, the subconscious, the reticular activating system control mechanism, all these different aspects that play a vital role in the ultimate success versus failure in outcome, whether it be chronic disease, whether it be business, spiritual, family, educational, financial, whatever the topic is. In other words, whatever the arena that you utilize these tactics, you're going to see a profound benefit. And I think that the topic itself is something that people gravitate to. That's my feeling, at least. I gravitate to those types of
topics. Dr. Bittar, one of our watchers now, not just listeners, we have watchers, too, on YouTube here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mini Nikki says, I miss Dr. Bittar. Did he tell you all what the secret to stop fear was? And you took on the fear topic even head on in the panel discussion as well.
Yeah, well, you know, there are many different ways of dealing with fear. I think the first and foremost component is that since fear lives in the mind, and since it's an illusion, false evidence appearing real, one of the things is to show it for what it really is. And the best way to do that, you've got this little guy inside you, everybody has him, you know, that talks to you and tells you why you shouldn't do this for whatever reason, because you don't have the physical characteristics, or it takes on the loving connotation of a mother or a grandmother, and, oh, honey, you can't do this. Whatever it is, fear tries to prevent you from doing something or motivates you to do something that otherwise you wouldn't have done. So when something happens that elicits fear in an individual, my first and foremost recipe to eliminate it is to move immediately into it. Move immediately into resistance, because what we fear, you know, we resist. There's an old adage: what we resist persists. But what we fear, we resist. What we resist persists. So the first and foremost thing I believe one should do is to move with alacrity through that fear. Because what happens is once you get through the fear, once you get to the other side, you find that little naysayer is still trying to argue with you or convince you, or the whichever connotation it's taking, whether it's the caring grandparent, it's trying to convince you that you shouldn't take that particular action of moving into fear. And then you're already through it, and you're smiling, saying, I'm already through it. And what happens is fear just dissipates. It just, you know, shrivels up and vanishes. It just evaporates. There's nothing left because you've already moved into it.
Let me ask Liana if she had some fear and trepidation coming to America from Australia for the first time.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I'm saying wow to both things. Yeah, so was there fear coming to America? I mean, not really. I felt pretty comfortable, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the scary part of what you went through? Because you told the story
the scary
of
part, okay, the only scary part about coming to America that I think really, really sucked was this.
What?
They told me I had to get an injection to be able to be a resident here, and because I didn't really, you know this voice at that time, mm-hmm. I just went along with it, and I was like, I really have to do it. Had I known now, I would have communicated in a certain way and not got the injection, but I was like forced to get an injection.
Well, that's an appropriate fear, though, isn't it, the vaccines?
Yeah, but that whole fear thing, just going, I mean, you just went really deep with it,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Vizal.
He does. He tends to go
totally
really deep.
Totally deep. I think, I mean, people want to run away from fear, you know, they don't want to like hit it head on, and here you are, you're like turning around like, no, hit it, look at it and hit it head on. I mean, that's a crazy concept, but one that sounds like it works.
It always works. It really does work. And I think that when you're dealing with cancer, especially, people have incredible amounts of fear to strange things. You know, I have never seen, I bet there's probably never been a study on this, but the correlation between phobias and patients that have cancer, you know, how many people are scared of enclosed spaces, scared of heights, scared of spiders, scared of, I mean, every cancer patient seems to have one or two phobias. And I encourage them, for example, when we dive them in the hyperbaric chambers, a lot of people have a problem with that. And I encourage them, you know, whatever you find, in fact, our first week, we tell them, find something that you're fearful of and move into it. Find something that you're resistant to and move into it. Because that, it's a practice type thing. You know, the more you do it, the more you start realizing, hey, it wasn't that bad. Hey, I actually did that. Hey, I'm still alive. Hey, I survived this. And the more you have these successes, the more you realize that these fears that we have that paralyze us, that prevent us from actually moving into that resistance,
mm-hmm.
it's nothing. It's in our mind. I mean, think of fear. What does fear smell like? What does it, you know, weigh? What does it feel like? It's not tangible.
Well, and in the animal kingdom, I think fear is, we've talked a little bit about the pheromones you put off when you're living as a victim, right? That also means people may prey on you. The doctors often, like even in Liana's case, to say she has to have a vaccine.
Right.
She didn't know
right.
better. And at that point, she was prey to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now she knows years later, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. So
right.
you just try to
had
go.
Had I have known these kinds of things now, there's no way that would have happened. No way.
Right. So just out of curiosity, what type of vaccine did they give you?
You remember?
You know, I don't remember the name of it, but I do remember asking him what the ingredients were.
Oh, yeah?
I was so upset, and I was like, I was crying. I'm like, look, I have created this thing. It's called the Earth Diet. We don't put these kinds of things in our body. It's just not right. I'm like, well, what's the ingredients in it? And he said some ridiculous things, and I'm pretty sure there was, like, eggshells. I remember hearing mercury. Just, like, all
wow.
bad stuff.
I wonder which one, if they gave DPT or I don't know what they do for immigrants.
Anyway, I started drinking a lot of bentonite clay right after that. I was like, I'm going to detox this out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not staying in my
you
body.
Know, I noticed that in Sydney when I was flying through there last, which was about 4 months or 5 months ago, and they have two different scanners, the regular metal one and then the 5-millimeter one, and they arbitrarily pull people. And I got pulled for the 5-millimeter, so, of course, I, you know, wanted to opt out. They said they don't have an opt-out. And it became a hullabaloo. They just wouldn't let me. They said, no, you can't opt out here. This isn't America. You got to go through this. And I said, I'm not going through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it went.
Wow.
They basically told me that I had to go back and wait till tomorrow and come through. And they said the same thing could happen, but they said I could not opt out. And, I mean, I started raising my voice, and then they're raising their voice, and then there's a couple people come over, and then they call the supervisor. I went through 5 supervisors. I was there for 45 minutes. Okay? My son had already gone through. And finally, senior supervisor comes up, and he's kind of like, look, he's a real tall guy, and kind of looks over me, and he kind of leans forward, and he says, all right, sir, go ahead. And he just, you know, it was that belligerence that we were talking about, Robert, a couple of weeks ago on the Supreme Court justice, who said that those who are swayed by honeyed words give up their freedom. Freedom comes at a cost of sustained combat and belligerence. And if you're not willing to be belligerent and engage in sustained combat, you basically give up your freedom.
Well, and Dr. Batar, that's what I said. One of the points on stage when we were talking about vaccines, I don't think it was in the panel, but it might have been in my talk, where I mentioned, you know, you've got to be willing to defend your life, defend your children's life when you know what's at risk with these vaccines. And that's where my friend Michael Bednarik says, you know, when I asked him about mandated vaccines, he says, this is what I have to say. Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my .45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. And there are people that just, they don't know what to make of that. But I'm not inciting violence. I'm saying they need to know that you are willing to defend yourself to the death. And when they know you're that serious, look what happens. Mm-hmm. They back down because they're not wanting to go there.
Yeah, it's the herd mentality, too. I think I was surprised to see some of the people at the airport in Orlando that I would have thought would know better. I won't say who they were, but I remember some of the people that were speakers, and they just went through the 5-millimeter thing. And I mean, I've got global entry, so I kind of go through TSA pre-check, so I don't have to go through that.
Global entry, gotta love that TSA pre-check.
Yes.
Yeah, but maybe they don't know, you know, because I didn't know until someone told me, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
But the EM fields are real. Ionizing radiation is real. Of course, the millimeter wave technology is, in fact, penetrating the skin and causing chromosomal damage. We know that. And, you know, it's not like one time, one pass through, you're going to suddenly be ravaged with cancer. But we've got an accumulation all around us everywhere we go. Now we've got EM field disruption due to cell towers and computers and on. So we have to be diligent and belligerent in defense, because we can't control every aspect. But I think we're asked, as I've said many times, Dr. Batar, that which we have genuine control over, I think we should take that control.
I completely agree. And I think that the more people that rise to that occasion and take as much control as they can, you know, the better we are as a population. But fear must be eliminated. Well, it must be eliminated on a consistent basis, because it's very insidious and it starts to work itself in. And before we even know it, we're being motivated by fear. So the thing to remember is that we want to be motivated by love and not motivated by fear.
Beautifully said. Motivated
Crazy.
By love.
Amazing.
Well, I'm so glad that Dr. Batar and Leona Werner Gray got to connect this time
Woo-hoo!
As well. Awesome. We got a lot more healing to go. Advanced Medicine, medicalrewind.com. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of advanced medicine together here on the program. Today, our first time with Leona Werner Gray. Awesome. And loving this discussion. I may talk about a fear I had to overcome just yesterday.
Oh, interesting.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right. Dr. Bitar, Liana doesn't want to hog the show. She knows this is a special hour for you and me to talk. So.
Yeah, I just came on to say hi and just catch up with you guys. And the Truth About Cancer Summit was amazing.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
So unless you have a question or comment for Liana, she's gonna take a hike.
Yeah, no problem. Well, Liana, it's great talking to you. Check your text thing, the WhatsApp. That's the only way I can communicate when I'm international. So,
okay, awesome.
We'll connect that way. All right.
Yay, totally care. Awesome. Great. All right, bye, guys.
Great having you on. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me on, Robert Scott Bell.
Thank you. All right, Dr. Bitar. So where are we going from here? That's the next question. We've got a lot of healing to do. Again, I come back to the experience we had with the Truth About Cancer. It's quite a unique thing. And you know, as we know, and I talk about this, it's not that everybody on stage agrees with everybody on stage. But that's okay. I mean, the thing is diversity of thought and opinion. You know, people resonate, like we've talked about. People come to you and you feel like, nah, you know, this is not going to work, but there's somebody out there for somebody to get help from. And I'm not averse to engaging in dialogue with people who I disagree with.
Yeah, definitely. Is there a specific component we're talking about?
No, I mean, I just think it, you know, it's interesting there that, you know, there's an absolutist agenda. We talk principally that, you know, we've got to clean up what comes into our body. We got to get rid of the things and get them out of the body. We, you know, you and I agree a lot about the ways to do this. But there are other people, you know, that focus more on fasting. There's so many things. There's some people that say the ketogenic thing is going on. I don't necessarily agree that that's right for everybody or that is even the key for cancer overcoming. But I'm glad that the information is getting out there, that people can think about things that they never thought about and the mainstream media is not covering.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Robert. I would agree that there is a lot of confusion sometimes that's created because various speakers are, their own opinions are in contradiction with the opinions of other speakers. And so that unfortunately contributes to for the confusion among the attendees. And oftentimes you've noticed that at the panels when people come up to ask questions, those questions are, you know, and everybody's got a little different twist on it, different answer to it. But I think that's a good point to make because I personally, you and I personally seem to have a very similar philosophy in most things. And in fact, I don't think we've really had anything that we're really adamantly opposed to from each other's stances. There may be certain, you know, I may disagree with you here, or you may disagree with me there, but I think as a general consensus, we're pretty much locked on. And I think that's because philosophically, our motivators are very similar. Like, for example, we believe in sustainability. We believe in freedom of choice. We believe in using physiology as our template in healing a person as opposed to pharmacology. Mm-hmm. And I mean, those type of general traits we seem to have consensus on. So I think people have to now listen to the message that they're hearing and decide, does this message resonate with me? And if it doesn't, then you probably want to move on to somebody else where the message resonates better with you. And this is one of the things we were talking about with doctors. Remember, which, how do you decide which doctor is going to help you?
Which doctor
you're going to listen to? Which doctor you're going to get treatment from?
I remember, you know, in that panel, I mean, there were some interesting points that, you know, obviously as a moderator, I just kind of move the energy through and hopefully make it somehow flow. But at one point I yelled out because it was a question about medical education. If you remember that woman, she was practically crying. She was a younger doctor. And, you know, I threw out the concept of master-apprentice relationships as the age-old way that we would learn to become masters in any field, including healers or medicine. And we've lost sight of that, and we've kind of watered it down to a lowest common denominator, which is why you've leapt into what you call advanced medicine, and rightly so.
Yeah, I think that question was, did you notice how some of the people answered that question? Because there were two or three people that answered the question, and I had no, I looked at Dr. Quinlan, and I whispered to him, I said, did I miss that, or what does that have to do with that question? And Dr. Quinlan looked at me, and he said, I think somebody just had a stroke. And we started, you know, we kind of laughed about it, but the question was a very, very specific question on, for a medical student, you know, what did they do? And I think there was an answer given about something about the gut. There was something, do you remember that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember the specific response, but yeah, well, it was sort of like incongruent to the question. There was no question about that. But when we'll talk about this more on the break. Those of you watching on YouTube with Dr. Bitar here, Arsbell Media Channel. Remember, medicalrewind.com, all the audio archives specific to advanced medicine. As well as, remember, folks, if you haven't gotten it yet, the international bestseller written in many languages now. It's called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We mentioned maybe the Van VCD as well for the vaccinated against unvaccinated study. And, of course, we updated the AHEAD map. It's open now.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I realize we're not hitting a lot of the stories that are in the notes today, folks, but that's okay. You can read it. You can read the links as such. And, you know, we'll carry on like we do here on the show, having great conversation with Dr. Bitar, doing advanced medicine. I mentioned that the head map was open. Is that true? You announced it at the panel or at the lecture.
Yeah, we have already had 1,700 people that have registered and done the head map or partially completed the head map. But Robert, one thing I forgot to mention, we can say Medical Rewind for the radio shows, they're archived, but they're actually going to be archived also on advancedmedicine.com, which is live.
Excellent.
So people can go there and register. You need to give out your invitation code, because without the invitation code, people can't really log in. They
okay,
can't create
all right.
Board.
Super Don, pay attention to this, because we're going to have to add the advancedmedicine.com link into the notes and let them know for the invitation code for Robert Scott Bell Show watchers and listeners. It's 1358 1358 1358. And I'll add that to there for you, Super D. And we can put out the advanced medicine with the invitation code. So anybody that wants to participate with the Ahead Map, I'm covering you. As you said, Ty was covering it there. I'm covering it here.
Right. And so basically when they go to advancedmedicine.com, you're just going to register for free using that invitation code, because you need an invitation code to get in, and then you have immediate access to the Ahead Map, but also to VanVCD right through there. If you go to the assessment tools on link on the menu bar, then you can see the VanVCD, you can see the Ahead Map, and we'll have a lot of other interesting comments there. And on the bottom right-hand corner of the home page on your dashboard, you can also click and listen to the Advanced Medicine Monday radio shows, the one they'll be all archived there.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that's great news. Folks, a lot more healing to go, and each and every week we bring it. And again, whether we're talking about serious heavy metals, over the years we've done that a lot, whether we're talking cancer, we talked autism, and sometimes, again, it's just covering things in the news in a way you won't hear it. Because part of my lecture, I did talk about the way that the media manipulates the worldview. So it gives you the perception, for instance, that there are no cures for cancer, and that if there were, they would be the ones covering it. And that's why people come to you and say, hey, if you're so, you know, truthful about this, why doesn't everybody know it? Well, it's because they're paid very well not to know it. And if your livelihood depends upon you not seeing something, you're going to find a way to not see that something.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Robert. Completely agree. This
so,
is one of those things.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say this is one of the things that, you know, when people start paying attention, when they become aware, that's half the battle. A lot of times we go through things. This is one of the things we were talking about going back to that lecture. The thoughts and memories have emotions, and we can't control the thoughts or the memories, but we can certainly control the emotions that are associated with that. But a lot of times we react viscerally, and we don't think about the emotion that's associated with that thought or memory. But if we now become conscious of it and actively engage in changing that emotion, but that's part of the battle is recognizing it. So just becoming aware that there's an emotion associated with that thought and memory, then we can more easily be able to change it and not elicit the same visceral response that we normally would.
Yeah, it's such an important part of the recognition when we go advanced medicine to recognize the totality of where these diseases originate from. As you talk so eloquently and with great passion and heart about the emotional aspect, psychological, the spiritual aspect of healing, and what you have been going through recently, and it opened the hearts of so many. I don't think many had seen you in that way. And I'm sure that you were embraced a lot that weekend everywhere you went.
Yeah, I actually was, and it was very refreshing, and it was very rewarding. And I cannot tell you how many notes were passed to me, how many people came up and hugged me. I probably gave 250, 300 hugs during that weekend. I mean, I probably hugged at least a fifth or sixth or a significant portion, probably 20% of that crowd I hugged, that may be exaggeration, but I can certainly tell you that, you know, my staff was picking lint off my jacket and everything, because I guess I had hugged so many people, there was like stuff from people's clothes on me. But there were a lot of people that were moved by the message. I was surprised, actually, and had at least half a dozen people that said things to the extent that they didn't expect to have received such a message. It was beyond their expectations, or now I know why I came. And what was really remarkable, and I couldn't believe this, Dr. Guillory, one of my associates, had one person that came up to him, and then he introduced the person to me because they were waiting in line to get a picture. And then I had two myself that directly came up to me, and then I had one more that came up to one of my staff members, Davina. So a total of four people, all who didn't know each other, all who watched the presentation on the computer screen, and then got in their cars and drove to the conference and bought a ticket to attend.
Yeah, I saw some local people that did that. They were like, wait, this is close to me? Why am I not there? And I said to people, go ahead.
So I was just going to say, all four came up to us and wanted an autograph, a picture, and they said they watched my presentation, and that's what compelled me to do that. And nice. Ty was actually shocked. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, Ty was shocked. I know. It's so funny. He still has trouble saying nice things about you, but he couldn't help it. You overwhelmed even him.
Well, he was giving me a hug. I think he's right. I think it was the day before, the first day. Maybe it was the second day. I can't remember. And I guess somebody took a couple pictures, and he whispers to me. I mean, it was an emotional thing that we were talking about something, and it was a long hug, like maybe 10, 15 seconds. And, he whispers in my ear, love you, brother. And, we're hugging tight.
Yes.
And then he says, dude, the people taking pictures, this isn't good for our reputation.
I thought he was going to say, if you tell anybody that I hugged you and told you I loved you, I will deny it.
Well, the problem was it was right in public. It was on the side, so and it was so funny because we kind of immediately pushed each other away. but it was just like, quite like a little like 5-6 second silence. He goes, dude, the people snapping pictures, this isn't good for our reputation.
No, it's really, really great. Like you said, you brought a lot of people to tears. It was such an emotional and heartfelt, and raw, if you will. Open discussion from you about, things that you're very passionate about, but you're a living testament, a living example as to what you were talking about. You often talk about preaching without saying anything. Of course, in a lecture, we're asked to speak, but you let your life be the example for what you were teaching. So folks, if you missed it, and if they do the replay again, and we'll find a way to watch it for free, or get on the Truth About Cancer Live. I'm sure we have a link in the show notes. You can actually purchase the DVDs. This was, this is a keeper. This is one you can share for generations. They'll see, they'll feel palpable what that message is.
I think they're actually replaying it this coming weekend.
Yeah, you're right. I think the replay weekend is coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, folks, get ready for that. We'll have links up as I'm heading out to the West Coast, up the Pacific Northwest. This week, I had a question from a listener. I answered it before the show, in fact, on a separate YouTube. But I wanted to get your perspective on ulcerative colitis. I obviously lecture on the silver aloe, and I'm not the one that says it's the only way to go. I find it to be a very rapid route of remediation for any epithelial skin or external or internal damage. But have you had a lot of patients come in with colitis in your practice? Because I don't want to see them get their guts ripped out by GI docs.
We don't have a lot of colitis. We have some ulcerative colitis, some Crohn's, some general bowel inflammatory conditions or inflammatory bowel conditions, I should say. But it's not a huge part of our practice. And certainly the key to that, as you and I have talked about off the air before, and I think maybe he did a show years back, it comes down to the biome. And I think our friend Jordan Rubin is a great testament of the person who was able to change his gut ecology and resolve his pretty significant ulcerative colitis. Maybe he had Crohn's. I can't remember.
Yeah, he was wasting away as a young man. And I had a similar path, although I wasn't as wasted as he was in that sense. And I used homeopathy and went on organic foods and did herbs and things, and so I transformed my body, and it took me about 2 full years. Like, I talk to people, I say, I want to make it as simple, as quick as possible, not by shortcutting anything, but making more efficient the possibility for healing. And that's why I've connected with the use of the silver and the aloe particularly, and there are other minerals that can help, like silica. But, I'm not saying it's the only way to go. People talk about L-glutamine as well. I just try to be as efficient, like the martial arts, with what we know. Can we make it more efficient without, like, shortcutting and pretending that we're well, like taking prednisone? It's like, oh, my symptoms went away. No, that's not healing. Although the naturopaths at the college I was lecturing at a GI conference some years ago, they still utilize medicines like that, drugs like that. So even the naturopaths have kind of diminished in their naturopathy.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we can take natural anti-inflammatories or a natural anti-inflammatory type substances. So aloe is a great one. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I know you use silver too, and silica, as you mentioned, but then also a broad spectrum probiotic and general substances that could be considered anti-inflammatory in nature, more natural things like arnica or whatever. And then,
right.
Of course, you probably got some suggestions in other homeopathy interventions that could be also utilized. But generally speaking, it's not a hard thing to deal with. It just takes a significant amount of time. And then, of course, you've got the other issue, which is the cachexia that comes along, and they've got an absorption and an assimilation issue that needs to be worked out.
Yeah, I mentioned that last hour we had a cannabis update and how, you know, that's the reason for the THC side of cannabis, which would typically make a person high if they smoke it. But it also is the appetite stimulating side, whereas the CBD will be the anxiety reduction side, although it tends to work in the gut, too, for a GI centered seizure activity, for instance.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. The second brain is the gut. So there's a lot of neuropeptides that are found inside the mesenteric plexus and within the various areas of the gastrointestinal system. So I think secretin is one of the big ones. Most of the neuropeptides are found in the gut. So is that what you were referring to when you just said that?
Exactly. And Dr. Bitar, let me ask before we go to this break, do you have any upcoming public events, lectures, or doctor events that you're speaking at that some of our folks listening around the world might want to attend?
There was a couple of lectures that were supposed to be going on in Toronto, Vancouver, and Edmonton. Those have been postponed until March now.
Okay.
And then I'm supposed to be at AAIM in the first week of November in Orlando again.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, I'll look forward to seeing you then if I'm in town, and I think I will be. Plan some bonus time. I know how busy you are, but let's get together.
Awesome.
All right, stick around. We got a skeptic alert about home remedies to wrap up Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar right here on the Robert Scavell Show. Remember, advancedmedicine.com. Your invitation code is 1358.
The Robert Scavell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scavell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Once again, folks, you can also check out the links at robertscottbell.com, including now to advancedmedicine.com, which will also take you to the archives that we were going to medicalrewind.com. Also, the whole show is available through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, as well as GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, and radio stations around the country and around the world. Advancedmedicine.com, the invitation code to take part in the significant ahead map, and we've discussed it over the years, but it's really wide open now. The invitation code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners and watchers, 1358-1358. Now, Dr. Bitar, it's not that everything natural is safe or not that everything natural is good for you, but those that would argue that basically anybody that uses anything natural and should be on a drug, they try to equate natural as everything is toxic like arsenic. And, of course, this means it's time for, I think, what's called a skepduck alarm. They like to call us quacks, but they're the ones doing the quacking. So the dangers of using home remedies for serious illness, their argument is always, well, if it's homeopathy, we know it's not going to kill you, but you might not be using something that you should be using, like a toxic drug that could kill you, which makes it somehow legitimate. But oftentimes they use a straw man argument. And Super Don, you know, well, like, explain a straw man argument that they'll often use.
Well, okay, in this particular case, they like to use what they call a logical fallacy, which is called an appeal to nature. Okay, and so if you say, you know what, I like natural things because everything natural is good for you. Now, I have never met anybody in all the time that I've been working on this show and stuff like that where anybody has actually said, if it's natural, it's good for me, okay, as a blanket statement. Because, listen, and these skeptics, they will always go to the extreme example and be like, sharks are natural and they're not good for you, or the volcanoes are natural and they're not good for you. You know, and it just kills me, because I've never heard anybody say, I'm going to cure my cancer by jumping into a pool of sharks. I've never seen anybody go, I'm going to eat asbestos.
I don't think they'd have much of a problem with sharks. I mean, they wouldn't have much of a problem with cancer, if you think about it, if they jump into the pool of sharks, right? Cancer would rather not be the issue anymore.
No, you're right. It's a much bigger consideration. Yeah. True.
But here's the thing, and these skeptics, they like to point out these logical fallacies, but what they don't understand is when they go to that extreme and they say, well, asbestos is natural and that's not good for you, that is a fallacy in itself, because that's called a straw man argument, which what you do is you misrepresent the other person's point of view or position to make it easier to try and discredit.
They've never done that in trying to attack you, Dr. Bitar, right?
Never. Never. Never experienced that before.
No, I mean, it's their classic MO, if you will. And, you know, because they can't take you head on in terms of what you actually do and the science that supports it. And as you've talked about, standard of care in medicine is so substandard, that's why you had to establish advanced medicine.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, it's interesting when Superdom was explaining that, you used a very specific term. You said appeal to nature, right? They used the appeal to nature. Is that right, what you said?
Yes, which basically means if I am more in favor of natural things than I am in man-made or synthetic things, that it's a fallacy, because I'm saying that anything that's natural is good for you, which, I've never heard anybody say that before. I mean, there's common sense and logic that should be injected into the discussion, where obviously I'm not going to, you know, run into a tree with my face.
Because it's natural.
Because it's natural,
right.
You know?
Well, I was going to say, since you said appeal to nature, I would say that people that are dealing with this type of an issue, or this type of argument, I would encourage them to appeal to their intellect. What message appeals to your intellect, and it'll resonate with you and guide you to what the right conclusion should be. So if the argument is appeal to nature, then see if it has an appeal to your intellect, and pretty much you can. You know, it's like one of those things. Couldn't this be like one of those moments or does type of thing that you guys do? The moment?
It should be. It could be. Yeah. But you're right. When you're saying appeal to intellect, unfortunately, the skeptics don't want to engage intellectually. That's the irony here.
Yeah.
They claim the mantle of science and intelligentsia, but and they yell and scream at you, and then they make up straw man arguments and say, but even we've been, you know, honest with integrity about the discussion, because, you know, one of the things, and we're about out of time here, when we talk about synthetic amino acids with chelation, it's not natural, but it's appropriate because we're dealing with massive mercury burden. Dr. Bitar, we're out of time, so please do what you do so well. Tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.